Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the world. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and also South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with everyone here on this very beautiful day. Now, today, ACC News, we have back with us our favorite guest. We have with us psychic and intuitive therapist and also spiritual healer, Marilyn Isaacs Kaufman. And she is the founder of Marilyn Isaacs Kaufman Center of Peace. And really, to everyone tuning in today, that is simply looking for some answers in their life. Looking for some type of clarity, maybe some information about what their future holds. Please grab a seat or again, grab a phone and call in. The call-in number is 914-205-5477. And perhaps you may get an opportunity to also speak to Marilyn today because we will be taking live callers. Now, it is now Thursday, the 1st of June. The year is going by very quickly. And I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially the people that do live overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Marilyn, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, just about all of us are now these days. We are also on Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from there as well. So please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. We're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, would you like to know what the future holds for you? Would you love to feel the joyful about the physical, mental, and also the spiritual direction of where your life is headed? Is there something missing in your life? Something that you just can't seem to figure it out? You aren't alone, people. Now, with over 46 years, which is absolutely incredible, 46 years of professional experience, world-renowned clairvoyant, intuitive therapist, and spiritual healer, Marilyn Isaacs Kaufman, she helps people just like you, really from all walks of life, uncover the keys to happiness and really open the doorways to achieve a better living. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you psychic and intuitive therapist and also spiritual healer, founder of Marilyn Isaacs Kaufman's Center of Peace, Miss Marilyn Isaacs Kaufman. How are you doing on this very beautiful day, Marilyn?
I am very well, and I'm so happy and honored to be with everyone, and I'm already feeling this worldwide universal connection, because it's been a kind of a rough time for people. This last 2 weeks has been, again, I keep getting this picture this all being in the skillet, and Spirit's just kind of turning up the heat, not to hurt us, but to burn off the dross and to activate us out of complacency, to activate us out of suffering, to get us unstuck. But it's been uncomfortable, and I know a lot of you can relate to this out there. There's a sense of urgency in the air right now to don't procrastinate in your life. This is your life. Live your dream now. It's not anything that should be thought of in a future way. And don't put off dealing with your problems or dealing with your issues. They're not going to go away until you deal with them. And I know everybody can relate to this. All the energy sometimes we'll put into putting something off, and then when we actually do it, we go, oh, my God, why did I do that? You know we all went through that in school, you know, writing a paper or doing whatever. And then when you finally just make yourself do something, it's like it was a breeze. There's a lot of that right now because we're actualizing present time. We're being forced, whether we want to be or not, to be in a healing place. We can't run. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide from ourselves, from others. So it's intense. But I guarantee you, you do your inner work. You surrender to your divine blueprint. You stop playing games with yourself, with others. You let go of being a victim. You do your inner work. The results are joy, happiness, and fulfillment. So know that you're not being persecuted. You're not out there being singled out. Everyone on this earth is going through this intense flame of Holy Spirit, but it's for transformation. It's for healing. It just may not feel like it may not be pleasant at the moment, but I'm going to tell you, if you surrender, if you push through it, if you don't take things personally, if you work through things and you keep pushing through your fear and letting that unconditional love come in, you're going to see a huge change in your life immediately. So I welcome all of you to be doing that.
And I'm happy that you did share that with the audience. And now that you bring it up, everything that you're saying is really accurate, and not only with my own personal life, but with many other people I know. I'm not sure what the energy is during this time period, but I definitely understand everything it is that you just explained. Now, we have so many callers waiting on queue right now. I want to start getting to some callers.
Sure, please.
All right. One second. And 480, can you please give us your name and let us know where you're calling from?
Yes. Good morning. My name is Shruti, and I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, hello from Phoenix.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Thank you.
Do you have a question
call.
For Marilyn?
Yes,
oh,
I
no
do.
Problem.
I'm in transition in my career. Any insight or clarity that would help me during this transition?
Some of your transitions started last August, September. You've been kind of in an upswing or unsettled kind of place. If you really go back into that time, you'll see what I'm saying. Then there was another shift in February. I feel like by, believe it or not, it sounds cliche, but it's true, by the beginning of July or the 4th of July, there's a lot more freedom around your circumstance. Are you thinking of changing career, or could something be happening where you'll be doing something very different?
Yeah, I'm exploring I've applied for working with the local government or the state government. I've always been in the corporate life, so I've been looking into that. So,
big switch.
And I'm hoping something will.
And I feel somebody named Richard or Richards. There could be a Stephen, a William, a Bill. Keep these names. A lot of times I spit these names out, and then people call us later, and they go, oh, my God, I was so overwhelmed. I didn't acknowledge these names. But for some reason, all those names come up, and I think it's in relationship to new doors or to a job change. It's interesting. Was there someone that you feel like you had a personal connection or that was trying to help you make this switch?
No,
ever
made?
Okay.
Not yet. Nothing.
Because there will be.
There will be. Okay.
Study that you're going to come across that would be a bridge, that would be a connector. And it would take a personal interest in a right way, not like a creepy way, but in a right way.
Correct, correct.
Connect you. I also feel the more you just do your inner work right now, when I'm saying that, you can never go wrong when you go, you know what, I want my divine blueprint. I want my highest good. I want the right thing for me. And let go of the stress and worry about the things. And you also want to look at patterns that you may have been stuck in. What seems to repeat over and over again, no matter what you do kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you're really on the road to really making like a quantum leap. But it will be a big change for you. So the more you, the more whole you are from within, the more you do the inner work and just know, because a lot of times we have to figure out what we don't like, what we don't want before we can manifest what we do. Then it speeds these things along. But if the time frames I gave you to look to in the past, and then I'm telling you between now and that 4th of July, there could be a very big leap. And pay attention to those names. So thank you for your phone call.
Thank you.
And I'll listen to the recording. Thank you. I appreciate it. And hopefully I'll have a positive feedback by July 4th. I'll call you back.
You will. Just don't get discouraged. Just, like I said, focus on what is my highest good, right?
Okay.
Don't get focused
on
I need this certain job or it has to be this certain thing, right? There is a plan. There is a plan. There's a divine plan, and know that, because it is. I can feel it very strongly working around you. So all you have to do is just move through the fear.
Okay.
And we'll
thank
send you.
You
lots
I appreciate
of good thoughts
it.
For that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. And 212, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, hi. My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N. And hi, Marilyn. This is Bryn.
Hi, Bryn.
Calling.
How are you?
Hi there. Okay, so to get to what I need to talk about,
okay.
I'm on the trail of letting go of fears that I have held on for too long a time and certain barriers to a better life. And I had a dream last night where I was looking at my teeth and I happened to have in the dream these false teeth that I looked at in the mirror and they were starting to decay, right? So I was able to take the teeth out. And I looked at them, and one was like black gray, and I tried to put them back in, but I looked in the mirror, and it was like a terrible smile. So I took them out, and then what I saw in my mouth were kind of almost like little new teeth growing.
Oh, what a powerful
teeth.
Dream! You are a blessed
yeah.
man, and it's auspicious that you had this the night before you're speaking to me, because one of my specialties are interpreting dreams. Let me tell you what teeth mean. This will blow your mind. You probably have already figured part of this out. Teeth are about speaking your truth, and the fact that
yeah.
you looked in the mirror and you had false teeth, which means it's all this past fear stuff you've been living. It may be a way
yeah.
where you're feeling you're not living your path, you're not living authentically, you're not being able
no,
to be
right,
your
right.
And so in the dream, what's great is you try to put them back in and they don't want to go back in because you don't want to be doing that anymore, right? And
yeah,
the good news
awful.
Is, think about this, you've got these new baby teeth growing in. You're true speaking your truth, you're true being who you are. So rebirth.
Right.
I can tell you, I know people that study Jungian psychology and they would give their eye teeth, I was going to make a joke here, to have a dream like that. I'm telling you
yeah.
how powerful that dream is. That is
right.
so powerful. You are so much more in a transformation than now you do know because we're telling you. That's an incredible
yeah.
dream. So then you woke up. Did anything else happen in the dream?
Well, then I had to. I had those teeth out, right? And I was walking up the stairway, and I was walking higher and higher, and then until I got to a room.
Go up
and
in
like
the
a, yeah, and it was a daycare center. And
whoa.
There were like these two people, a man and a woman there, and I said to them, I'm looking for my boss. I can't find her because I have to talk to her. And she said, and they said she's in the meeting at the moment, and that was the end of the dream. But it was like a child care center at the very top of this building.
It's the rebirth of your inner child.
Right.
Slowly become the boss of your own life. The inner psyche of a male is female, and the inner psyche of a female is male. You're looking, this is an incredibly healing dream. Anytime you're moving, you're going up in dream, you're going up into higher consciousness. And the daycare center is about you taking care of your, healing your wounds that came from your childhood. You healing your baby self, your inner self, and integrating that with your adult self. And that's really interesting that you were looking for your looking for this boss. It's looking for that inner, it's the anima and the animus, as Jung called it. You're looking for that inner connection. When you thought of that in a dream about a boss, do you have a boss in real life?
This is not
like a dream about your work. This is about you. On one level, everybody, everything in the dream are parts of yourself. What a profound dream. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, yes.
It's very hard to get through to talk to me on the show. You can ask our host there. Very hard. You were meant to get through.
Absolutely.
This is powerful because, listen, you're on it. This is where you have really God at work when you know this. That what a profound dream, and to have it last night.
Last night.
And you can work actively with your dreams. Before you go to sleep, just say, if there's anything I should know, let me have a dream about it. Let me remember it. Ask for dreams.
Okay.
Ask to remember the dreams. Then start writing them down. But you're going to get more. I mean, that is a powerful, to be in a mirror and see it. That's such a powerful dream about speaking the truth. So don't beat yourself up. I'm going to tell you, some of the people that are the hardest on themselves or feel like they've really screwed up their lives or that they could never come out of these fear-based patterns, you're ready to do it. I'm going to tell you, you're doing it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Wish you a lot of luck out there.
Thank you. Thank you, Marilyn. Nice talking with you. Take care.
All right. You have a great day.
Take care.
And we'll go on to our next caller, 916. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
How are
you? Well, what's your question?
Marilyn, a blessing to speak with you. I got a job offer over the telephone for a wonderful company, Centene, on Friday, and I did accept. And I had previously worked for that company as a temp for a job, and I was put through a very extensive background check and credit check, which I passed. I got an email yesterday from HR at this company stating that they wanted to proceed with the background check. So I called her and I said, you know, are you aware that I passed this last month? And she got really happy, and she said, well, you may not have to do this again. And so I'm hoping I don't have to go through all that again. If I do, that's fine. But she said I would start on a Monday. It could be the 5th of June or the 12th of June or perhaps later. And I just pray that this job does come to fruition and that they keep me for 4 years at least.
I think it's around the 18th. It's between the 11th and the 18th. And it's not personal against you. It's kind of like one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing there in some ways with the HR stuff. So this is what I'm going to tell you. When did you work for them before? How long ago was that?
Yeah, I was not an employee of the company. I worked through a temp agency.
Temp, right, but when was that?
Let me see. I was there in April and I think late May, very late May. And so I passed officially on April the 18th, which is...
there you go. I knew there was an 18th in there. Because that's when you were there. There's something about the June 18th.
Mm-hmm. So
you obviously made a good impression because to start out as a temp and to be hired that fast, that's a good thing.
Right, but this is a direct hire now to the company.
Hey, which
and,
is great.
You know,
I mean, that's a, yeah, I mean,
yes.
Usually some people work
and
forever for a temp and hope they get, you know, hired into a place and they don't. Yeah, no, I don't feel anything bad about it. And I do think it's a very solid, I think it will be a good foundation for you. And I also think what you're being hired, would be being hired in for after a short while could lead to something even better in the company.
Well, that's wonderful. But will I actually start this job and will they keep me for 4 years?
Yes, that's what I'm saying to you. But I think it's around between, I don't think it's the 5th. I think it's like more like the 18th of June. It's more like the 11th through the 18th.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so
I
don't
have to
get
do
discouraged.
The,
yeah, I, do, I definitely feel that.
Will I have to do the background check again?
No, I don't think so. I think that was just a big glitch. I think that's like an error somewhere. That just feels like I said, one hand didn't know what the other hand was doing.
Right. Well, they were unaware because I had actually been through a temp agency. So this is really a blessing because it's a direct hire. And
yeah,
I have my,
huge to
I
jump
have,
from temp to direct hire. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
And
no, and it's like you've already done all the, I just don't. I think that she got happy because they just didn't realize. Yeah, they didn't get it, which I never understand with these companies. But yeah, you filled in the blank. So I don't think you'll have to go through another, I mean, it's not like the background check was like a year ago or 6 months ago. It was just a month ago. Yeah, I think you're fine.
Yes. And so will the lady call me today or tomorrow telling me I do not have to go through the background check again?
I think you'll hear... This is going to sound strange. I think you'll hear within the next 24 hours.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, don't worry about it. Just let, again, you want to go, okay, is this the right job? Let these doors open. But I do think it is. It feels good to me.
And I'll have longevity with the company at least.
Yeah, you'll have,
because
you need that, because you've really been suffering with this temp business. It's been driving you crazy. You're ready for something that's... It's permanent, right?
Yes. Oh, more than ready. And
I can feel it. Yeah, but you're going to have it come in. It's symbolic and literal in the rest of your life. You're going to start to feel more of a stability. I don't know why, but I also feel like you could make a physical move or some change within your home.
Well, my sister and I just signed it, a lease for another year.
Oh, okay.
Year starting,
congratulations.
Thank you. I'm hoping that when the lease expires July of next year, that we'll move to a place called the Reserve.
Well, you know what's weird? I was going to say, is there a preserve, a reserve? Yes. And this year will fly by. You're probably going to wish you so – things are going to speed up for you. But I think your goals that you're setting are going to – you're going to manifest them. So good luck to you and your sister, and wish you the best. Thank you for your phone call.
Thank
Marilyn,
you. Will I have a man or a woman?
Again, please, if you could please give her your contact information. This way you can reach out to her directly for
sure.
Some more.
My number is 317-259-8001, 317-259-8001. And I do private sessions with people. And, yeah, Glenda's my assistant, and she would take your phone call and you could speak with her, but yeah, that's my contact number.
So, again, please reach out to Marilyn, and this way you can get a lot more details as well. But I do wish you a lot of luck. It sounds like things are starting to go very well for you.
God bless both of you. Can I just know real quick what my little heart ring is, though? My little heart ring?
Well,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Unfortunately, we actually do. We have a lot of callers waiting on queue. We have to get to everyone. So, again, I do apologize, but please give Marilyn a call. Reach out to her. She will definitely be able to help you one-on-one.
Okay. And sir, I respect you, and I'm so grateful to you for putting me on the air. I hope you have a beautiful day, and I just love you, sir, and I certainly love Marilyn as well.
Thank you. We send that love back to you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
that love goes right back. Good luck to you.
I respect both of you, and God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, hey, our next caller, area code 201. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Calling from New Jersey.
And what is your name?
Rose.
Hello, Rose. Do you have a question for Marilyn?
I do. I've been working on a temporary assignment, and I'm wondering if they will be hiring me on a permanent basis. And
well, there's a theme here.
I know.
Happens. Anytime you have synchronicity, it's very fascinating to me because it happens in my work all the time that people have very similar things that will happen reading after reading. So it's like, I would say it's a good sign. I think it's a good sign that you were on the heels of someone else that just is going from attempt to full hire. So I would say, is this different work than what you were doing, or it's something that you're really interested in?
Yes, I love it.
Because it feels much more heartfelt, right? Much more like something you want to be doing than what you have been doing before. And I think because your heart's in it and they feel that, I think you're doing a very good job. Yes, I do. I do feel
you
that.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you know if it's going to be soon or my contract expires in October?
Do they ever hire people before the contract's up?
I think so. It was supposedly after 3 months.
I think there's an indication already this summer that you'll go into the full hire.
Oh, wonderful. In the summer, you're saying?
Yeah, I really mean it. And I think you're going to get a big push of energy, a big assignment or something with it that you'll do very well on, and that will push that into that offer.
Oh, wonderful. So it'll be before October, before the contract expires.
So, yeah, don't be off put at all if they are demanding or ask you to do something or be above and beyond, do it.
Oh, no, I don't even have that attitude. I'm here to work, so thank you so much.
Do you do some work from home?
No, I don't.
Because this may be something where you have to do a little bit of work at home. I mean, just it's something, I don't know what this is, but it's a little extra, but it would be worth doing. Because then it would lead to some other things. So, yes, I feel really good about it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Send you
lots
of good
luck. You're very welcome. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We will go to our next caller, which is 229. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, Melvin from Georgia. Good to hear your voice. What's your question?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you both. My question is, I got injured on my job last July. It's been almost a year next month. And now I'm scheduled to have surgery on my left knee and the 22nd of this month. But I've been dealing with pain and suffering throughout my injuries. And I just want to know, what do you see how this case? I do have an attorney, so how do you see this coming out for me with surgery and also with compensation?
Fine, but I think it's also, there's something with your neck, with your back. It's not just
yes.
The knee. The knee is where you're out of alignment with a bunch of other things. And I also think you haven't felt emotionally supported in your life. There's
no,
a lot of old, anytime, there's no such thing as an accident. When we have an accident, it's like spirit and matter colliding. And so there's a reason. I want you to think about what was going on in your life right before you had the accident and then trace since then. Because I think a lot of emotional stuff, that's left side of the body is female emotional, the past subconscious mind. Knees are about bowing down to higher authority. There's something about this accident it stopped you in your tracks to force you to process some things. Was there something that was negligent on the part of the company? Is that what you're saying?
Say that again, please.
Why did you said you have a lawyer, so you're trying to, was there the accident, what happened in the accident?
I work maintenance at a big department store, and I scrub floors, and I went to turn a corner, and there was a lot of boxes and a lot of carts in my way, and I ran into it, and I tried to reach out to grab a shopping cart, and I fell very hard, completely on my left side of my body. And
right.
But I was going through a lot of struggles because I lost my son. He accidentally got shot, innocent standby, and that was really, you know, I've been through a lot, so.
You've been through a lot in your life, man. I'm feeling you. And I think it was matter and spirit colliding. And I think that a lot of emotional stuff, there's no such thing as an accident. Yes, I think that you will, I think you'll win your case. I mean, I think you will get some compensation for this. So don't get discouraged. It's always a tough process to go through. But I think you will. Do you ever have dreams about your son, or do you feel him around?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel him around. He's in my apartment all the time. So
the guardian angel. We're made up of electromagnetic energy, and sometimes they can make lights go on and off. They can move objects. They can do different things. I feel like he doesn't want to scare you, but he's kind of playful. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't turn the TV on or turn a channel on or turn a radio. There's something it could be kind of startling, even though I'm going to tell you. But he really wants you to know he is around you and that he is at peace. And it's sad, the way this all happened, but I will tell you, you're going to have three or four things happen in a short period of time in the waking and dreaming state where you'll get a lot of inner peace about why this happened. Or you'll know that he is helping. There is no death. Unconditional love never dies. And he's helping from a higher level. And he is very much around you.
Right.
So we'll send you lots of good thoughts. But, don't get discouraged about these.
Okay with my surgery? Would it be a success?
I think, yes. I think it's a breeze. I think you're going to be fine. It feels like there's two different injuries in that knee that they're going to repair. They'll tell you this. There's two different factors going on. But I feel it'll be very successful. Which is good.
Yep. Yeah, because he wanted to do surgery on my back, but I'm kind of skeptical about that.
No, don't let him touch your back. I'm going to tell you now, find a good cranial sacral person to get you back in alignment. It's better than chiropractor. A lot of times osteopaths do it. It's called cranial sacral work to get your body back in alignment. Now, the back surgeries, you can ask anybody out there. 80% of the time, they're not that great. But the knee surgery, yes, do. But I would look up cranial sacral. I guarantee you're going to find somebody. It's a very passive treatment. It's not like a chiropractor. They jerk you around to get your body back in alignment. And I'm going to tell you, I'm doing remote healing on you right now, and you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to start to feel something lift up off of you because a lot of this has been heavy burdens of emotional burdens.
Okay.
So we'll send you lots of healing light, and just know that there is a better plan, a higher plan for you, and your life's ready to change. It is changing. So God bless you.
Will I receive a big settlement? Because I probably was going to have to retire.
If you'd like to, I know you're probably tired. I don't blame you. Tired of scrubbing those floors. Tired of doing that. What you want to do is don't limit how God can bring that retirement. Because I think a lot of times we can get fixated on these settlements and they just drain the life out of people. They take your joy. You know what I'm saying? So put that out there to Holy Spirit and just say, you know what? I am tired, God. I am ready for this new life. Bring money, bring things to me so I can make this change in the best way, highest way possible. And don't limit it. Don't fixate on that. Do you see what I'm saying? And yes, money will come through. But I see things coming through from other directions as well. Okay?
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Can I put your number again?
I wish you a lot of luck.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, so can you please repeat your contact number again, Marilyn?
317-259-8001.
317-259?
Right, yes, 8001.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me, sir?
That was 800?
One.
Repeat that number one last time, please. Everyone that's tuning in, please grab a pen and write this down.
It's 317-259-8001.
All right, sir. You have a wonderful day. And we will get to our next caller, 864. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Catherine, and I'm from South Carolina. I went on disability, and I have time to do other things. Do you see any direction that I can take?
See, we have a connection with some callers, too, about compensation, disability. And it's hard once you've been on disability because you can only make a certain amount of money, blah, blah, blah. What you want to really do is, and I don't even like that word because it can really limit people's potentials, right?
Because
you're kind of a different person. There's a lot of things that have changed since you have even been on that. So you want to start to just really say every day, what is my highest good? Why am I here? What's my divine plan? Again, what is the best way I can bring all of my abilities, all of my talents into this level to find happiness, fulfillment, prosperity? Start working at it from that spiritual level, and you'll manifest. You'll have some things that start to change really pretty fast because, well, you get bored real easily with things anyway, and I think you've been kind of bored with some things. But I think that by the middle of July and then, like, the first week in September, a lot of things will have changed for you as far as finding a way to do some things in this level that you find fulfilling.
Okay.
So you don't just feel like you're, you know, kind of existing. There is a change coming very fast. So some of the seeds you planted and some of the things you've been waiting on are gonna kind of come into manifested form.
Okay.
Yeah, so thanks for the phone call. Don't get discouraged. You're right in that shift. Okay, thank you.
I wish you a lot of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will go to our next caller, 202. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kay, and I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hello,
Kay.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I'd like to know about career. I am pushing to get some scripts out there on the side. It's not what I do for my day job, but I'd like the creative thing to become my day job. And I just want to see what you pick up.
I feel like there's something, this may sound like a long time ago, but I feel like there's something from 8-9 years ago. But I think there's some things from 3 years ago that you need to think about what was going on in your life. I don't know what this means, but I can tell you I do feel good about the scripture writing, but don't be surprised if there's a change in theme of what you write about. Has that occurred already,
okay,
or do you tend to write about a certain genre of things, or...
No, my genre is pretty open, actually. I have a couple of things percolating, so.
Okay. But there's going to be something in the creative realm that you're going to be able to create and write that you want, right? It's not just like for somebody says, I want this or I want that. So really start to cultivate your own, something from your own soul about, you know, what you want to manifest, what you see as a script, not just as what somebody else wants you to write. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
And there's some things you'll draw upon. Maybe that's what I'm getting from that 8-9 years ago and from the last year. I just think there's some things that all of a sudden you're going to get almost like an inspiration to write about or to do. And
okay,
I do feel good things with it, actually. I do think that you're destined to pursue the creative realm and to have that come into manifested form. Don't get frustrated with that. Do you ever travel with your work or travel with? Is there something that could be coming up where you would be traveling?
No, but I've been thinking about it a lot. Well, I do actually want to visit a friend of mine in Barcelona, and travel has been heavy on my mind. A lot of my friends
before
have needed so that they can live out of the country.
Something that will result with the scripts, where you would travel to talk to do something with it. I know that.
Oh,
I can
cool.
feel it.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah. So your higher self is preparing you for this. You're getting unstuck, and you're being prepared for these kind of changes. So that's good.
Awesome.
So let us know. We'll send you lots of good thoughts for that.
Yes,
thank you so
good
much.
Luck with that.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
And we will go to our next caller, 303. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. Good afternoon or morning. My name is Allison, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Okay.
Hello,
and do you have
Allison.
A question? Hello?
Yeah. Yes. My question is also around work, career, trying to get back into my career.
When you say back into your career, you mean you took a break or you...
I had quite a story, but I had to... It was not a desired break. It was life happened, and there weren't the jobs anymore for my you know, my career. The industry changed.
Yeah, no, I feel that was really quite depressing.
It wasn't like I said, it was just right. I want to stop doing.
Right, I get it. No, I'm actually seeing a lot of pictures around you.
Yeah,
is what I would say. Know that it was a blessing in disguise, even though it felt like not. Know that your own spiritual self, your higher self, wanted you. You needed to do inward. There's other reasons of things that were happening. It's one of those things where good will come out of what seemed to be negative. And so I want you to let go of this idea of getting back into, okay? I want you to think, okay, I want to actualize my life. I want to actualize my life's work. I want to manifest my true destiny and bring my, because you're very talented, you're very smart, you're very creative. And I want you to let go of all that heaviness, because you did go through some crap. You went through a lot. And it felt very personal. It felt very rejected. There was a lot of, I feel what it did. But a lot of what activates is an activation of a tip of the iceberg of deeper, older patterns. And I think you came in with a pattern of the same kind of thing, of like going along and then the rug getting pulled out from under you, or sudden reversal, sudden changes, right? So I think you're actually done with that pattern. And I think you're ready to ascend up into your true life, your true new foundation. So start to think in that direction. Start to think about okay, embrace now, be present. Know that all the talents, all the abilities, all the seeds you've planted, everything is, all the things you've been through, even the disconnect, seeming disconnect from what you were doing, happened for a reason, right? And now all your pieces of a puzzle are here, and you're ready to, it's going to be great. Something actually started to happen back around March 6th for you, that's now, by the time we get into the next couple of weeks, coming into fruition. So we'll send you lots of good thoughts with that.
I'm sorry, did you mention March?
Yes.
This past March, just a few months ago, March?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting you mentioned that because I just had my 60th birthday in March, but right before that birthday, I lost my mother. So it was as bad as a birthday as you would ever put upon someone.
Sorry.
Understand, but you know what? She's still your mother, and she's in condition. There's no death. Unconditional love never dies, and she's still your mother.
Believe me, it's not as, what's the word I'm looking for? There is no love lost to her.
I don't know why,
but
March 6th came through so strong. I'm not sure why, but I know something shifted in your karma that day. What day is your birthday in March?
And I was also extremely sick around that time because of the grief. 15th.
Sure. Well, I say, what day?
I felt very, very, very ill.
Well, you would. It was like many times when a parent will make transition, it's very activating. It doesn't matter what age we are, what's going on in our lives.
Right.
It's like a healing crisis. It's very powerful. And you entered a new decade. Decade is very different. Every decade is different age-wise.
Mm-hmm.
What date was your birthday in March?
It's the 15th.
Oh, 15th. Okay. Ides of March, right?
It's
very powerful. And so I think, again, and it's easy for me to say, but stop thinking about things as bad or good. Think about them. There is really no depth. Yes, it's hard to lose that physical form of a person, right? And I think it opened a can of worms for some other people.
It is, but it's not.
Right.
It depends on the relationship.
No.
In this case, everyone thinks mothers are good.
Well, yours was
they're not. They're not good. Not all mothers are good. A lot of mothers.
No, and yours had a difficult one. I could say a whole bunch of things, but I don't want to share personal things on this. But I feel that.
Yeah.
And I feel like let me tell you this: when people make transition, they're forced to look to see how their thoughts, feelings, and actions affected other people, and then they have to make compensate. They have to face it. And I feel like there's a lot of things with her that were very selfish and there's a lot of things. So when I say she is still your mother in spirit, what she didn't do or couldn't do when she was here, that's what she's working on in her spiritual growth. Okay?
Yeah.
I was kind of saying it in a veiled way. Absolutely. Just because somebody was a role doesn't mean they were capable. And it doesn't mean that they did a good job. So it's like she's working on that since that,
I understand all of that. I'm a very, very old soul. I was born knowing about it even. So we don't have to go down. I appreciate what you're saying, but this is like first grade kind of, to me. So no, I understand all of that. I'm just saying it was a significant birthday and a significant loss back to back, and a lot of bad health at the time too. That's what happened in March. That's going back to March.
Right. And that's why I'm going back to March, because that's really the beginning of a new year for people is when you go into.
Right.
So you'll feel, like I said, over the next couple of weeks, you're going to start to feel better. So instead of feeling all the negative and all the not feeling good, you're going to start to spiral up out of that. And you'll have much more of a firm foundation in positive energy. So, and the reason I was explaining that is when we're talking in the radio, we're talking to the general public too, so we try to educate people and put that energy out there so they understand what we're talking about.
Sending you
lots of good love and healing energy, and know that within the next couple of weeks, you will feel that spiraling up out of all of that chaotic energy.
I was really calling about work. I wasn't calling about to talk about this personal stuff. You just mentioned March, and so that's it.
Think your work separate from your personal? I mean, everything is connected. The ankle bone's connected to the foot bone, right? So that's what I'm trying to tell you. In the next couple of weeks, you'll have some manifestation with work, with the practical level, because you've worked through a lot of the other stuff, right? So it's there. So lots of good luck with that. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Pleasure talking with you. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're just about out of time today with this special extended segment. And, again, everyone out there, thank you again for joining us. Marilyn, can you please share your contact information for the audience one last time?
Sure. It's 317-259-8001. I'm also on Facebook, Marilyn Isaacs Kaufman, and I put a lot of things on my page, videos and different things. I'm on YouTube. There's a lot going on that I can help people with. So, well, as always, I've enjoyed doing the show.
And we loved having you come on air. And to everyone waiting on cue that we didn't get an opportunity to reach, I apologize. Perhaps you will have another chance again in the future. Again, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. Please take down Marilyn's number. Whether you got an opportunity to speak to her and you want more information, or if you didn't get a chance to speak. But again, please reach out to her. I know she can definitely help you get the answers that you're looking for. And again, I personally had the opportunity to really see her really do some amazing things on our show. So hopefully she can help you as well. So to everyone out there, you have a wonderful day. And to you, Marilyn, you have a wonderful day as well. Thank you again for joining us.
Sending lots of love and healing light to everybody. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.